This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny. No Danny, his vacation. Ongoing. Down south in the beach. Toes in the sand for old Danny Rauer. He'll be back on Monday. Tress Way's on the show today at 1. He punts for the Redskins. He also created his own board game. How many NFL players are coming up with their own board games? Tress will explain it to us, tell you where you can get it. At some point, we got to get him in studio to play this board game. He joins us. He is a blast to talk to. If you haven't heard him on the air, he's hysterical. Hour and a half from right now, make sure you're listening at 1. And in the 1 o'clock hour, about a half hour after we're done with Tress Way, we got VIP tickets to the first annual Capital Chili Cook-Off and Brew Festival. I've got audio from Floyd Mayweather that I'm going to play for you a little bit later in this segment, saying that Conor McGregor is actually going to be a favorite going into this fight, in his opinion. He's wrong, and I'll tell you why what he's saying is ridiculous, but I want to play that audio for you, which is atypical and abnormal pre-fight between two guys who hate each other, where he's basically saying that his opponent should be favored on paper. He's making an outrageously stupid case, but we're going to play that for you and see kind of what we think he's actually trying to accomplish. JaVale's in Culpeper. JaVale, we were just talking Scott McLuhan. He's not only on Twitter, but he's answering questions from a bunch of Redskins fans, and he's telling us a lot. What did you take away from his answers?
Hey, the biggest thing I took away from his answers, man, was, you know, how the Redskins handled, you know, the offseason and the free agency, you know, in the draft. You know, to a T, I think that's big, you know, despite, you know, the differences that him and Dan or him and Bruce had. I think Bruce, you know, was able to take the high road and know that Scott is very good at what he does. So, you know, I think that was great, man. And if Terrell Pryor was number one on his free agency list, I think that's also a plus, you know, considering that he had him, Terrell Pryor, as a higher priority over Deshaun Jackson, you know, or a Pierre Garçon. And I think that also opens up a chance to, you know, maybe later on, you know, in the next month or so before the season, you know, there's going to be players who get cut who can still be productive. And that just has more salary cap, you know, space and implications. So, you know, I definitely think that the Redskins stuck to their guns and still took Scott's advice. I think that's the biggest thing I took out of that.
Appreciate the phone call. Listen, if they had started the season already and a bunch of their free agents or draftees were playing really well and McLuhan came out, let's say in week 7 and they're 4-3 and their rookies are all studs and their draft class and free agency is leading the team, and he said publicly, they followed my board to a T. They followed all the guys I liked. It wouldn't mean as much. Hindsight becomes wisdom. And even if you're telling the truth, Shanahan, Cousins, people will dismiss you and just kind of roll their eyes and go, okay, whatever. Sure. I mean, you're making yourself look good. He comes out before the season starts. None of these guys have even played a preseason down. You're talking about a couple of training camp practices to this point. What does he have to gain from endorsing the offseason they just had if it's not true? Of course he's telling the truth. This meshes with what I've heard from the team side and from McLuhan. They followed his draft board. Remember how much he loved Ryan Anderson. We knew that. He was asked yesterday by a fan, what's your favorite pick other than Allen? He said Anderson. Who's going to help them the most other than Allen? Anderson. Said there's one guy they brought in, free agency in the draft, that really he had nothing to do with, wasn't on his board. Otherwise, they followed it closely. The real Guy Loren has a good takeaway here. He says, biggest thing he learned was, quote, we won't know until after next year if Bruce Allen can evaluate and draft talent. That's well said. Now, it's not just Bruce. It's the entire staff. Guys like Kyle Smith, AJ's son, who is way more influential than people understand in that front office right now, who's helping to lead the scouting department. Guys like Doug Williams, not really sure exactly what his role is yet because he wasn't involved in the Kirk Cousins negotiation. Now, how can you be the GM of a team and not be involved in the biggest decision going on? Eric Schaefer's a negotiator, we know that. How much evaluation is he doing? Is it Alex Santos? All of those guys, they'll throw them into a pot, make a stew. We know less about what they think about football players than we thought we did because, according to McLuhan, they used his board. They used his free agency plan. And I believe him when he says that. Hopefully this continues, and this is going to be a regular thing where McLuhan very honestly just answers questions from fans. I think he enjoys talking football. I don't think it matters who you are. I think if you bump into that guy in a grocery store, and some of you have stories like this, and you start talking rock with him, he's an open book. He loves talking football. I would see him on the sideline before preseason games. I'd go up to him and I'd say, hey, what's going on with this guy? Next thing you know, you got a bunch of nuggets and information you didn't know previously. And you never leave a conversation talking to Scott McLuhan without getting smarter about football. And he wasn't going to give away the farm. He wasn't going to tell you things that would hurt the team. But that comfort, those people skills, his ability to manipulate and develop relationships was also a threat to Goose. And is another reason, in my opinion, why he's not here. One is great with people and is very likable. The other one's the team president. He's a politician. He smiles. He shakes hands. He does all the right thing. I've been around the team since 1999 in different capacities, but I've been at Redskins Park on the beat from 2010 to 2013 while Bruce was there. I've never had a meaningful conversation with him, but once when he called me into his office during a off-season quest to try to like help the relationship between the media and the team. But just on a day-to-day basis where you just walk by a guy in the hallway, he may or may not say hi to you. McLuhan knows your name, asks you about whatever he knows about your family, whatever he knows your interests are. There's just a way to treat people and there's a way not to. He's a people person. That made him a threat in a lot of ways, I think, to the people over there that don't have those skills. So hopefully this becomes a way where we can learn about the Redskins, learn about football. McLuhan's just watching tape, getting paid by the player he breaks down, by the teams that subscribe to his service and the people that want his info. That's what he's doing right now. And he can sit there and he can chew tobacco and have a beer if he wants to, and he can watch TV and watch film. It's not a bad life. I'm sure he wants to get back into football because at some point you got to scratch that itch of missing that team camaraderie and fellowship and cohesion. But I'm happy for him that he seems to be in a pretty good place right now. I'll play the audio of Floyd Mayweather talking about Conor McGregor and why McGregor is actually the favorite in this fight. Next, we'll also get to our double play. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.